This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In the world of beer, big breweries keep getting bigger. Just look at last week's buyout of Mexico's Grupo Modelo by Anheuser-Busch InBev. But just in time for your Independence Day barbecue, many smaller breweries see an opportunity in the rapid consolidation in their industry. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
Almost 90% of all beer sold in the U.S. comes from two brewing conglomerates, Anheuser-Busch InBev and SAB Miller Coors. Industry analyst Bump Williams says that concentration has led to higher prices and a drop-off in overall beer drinking in the last few years.
I think the elimination of competition is bad. I mean, it leads to complacency and mediocrity, and then there's no innovation at all.
But one segment of the industry is innovating. Some craft brewers, like Sierra Nevada, Lagunitas, and New Belgium, are doubling their capacity. Freelance beer writer John Hall says more consumers are willing to pay a premium for flavorful ales and lagers.
It's a more educated beer public these days, so people know styles that they like, and they seek them out. And with more choice out there, I think the craft breweries have benefited greatly.
Craft brewers make up less than 8% of the beer market now, but analyst Bump Williams figures their growth is sustainable, evidenced by the number of home brewers, like me, fermenting hops and grains in garages and basements all over the country.
There's more and more home brewing supplies being sold in the United States now than I think has ever been sold in the past. That's a real tribute to consumers wanting to experiment and try to make their own home beers.
After all, one of the country's first homebrewers was George Washington. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.